Cliffo, one of the stories that we brainstormed when we were talking about WTF Wednesdays, we really wanted to talk to someone who had survived a bear attack. But the more producer Alicia looked into it, she said, people don't often survive that because it is such a horrific thing to go through. But there is a lady, Renee Laveau, and she joins us right now from the US, and she is one of those survivors. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Renee, thank you for telling us your story. Paint the picture. How, just straight into it, how bad was this bear attack? What did it do to you?
It bit me in the leg twice, my left leg, and then it tossed me and then bit my scalp and skull on the left side, which lifted my ear and part of my cheek. And then it bit me on the right side of my skull above my eyebrow and severed nerves above the eyebrow.
Renee, Mike, was there any time for you to prepare for this attack, or did it completely come out of the blue?
No, it truly came out of the blue. Actually, my female German Shepherd met the bear first. The bear was not interested in the dog because I was doing what you're supposed to do, act big, loud, you know, make noise, whatever.
Right.
But it was a young bear and it was threatened by me.
Oh.
And it's attacked essentially like the where exactly you don't want it to. Like it got your leg to start with and then mostly your head. Just go back to that. So that's what you are supposed to do. You say you're actually supposed to make a lot of noise and kind of and like scare off the bear. That's the idea, is it?
Shouting and making noise and put your arms above your head and just look bigger than the bear. And that's supposed to deter them. However, this bear was a young bear, and he was newly out in the world on his own, so he is not familiar with people. And at that point, again, I was the threat because I was the stupid one at the top of the hill screaming and yelling.
Oh, Renee, you were just doing what you thought you should do.
That's right. Department of National Resources told me that's what you're supposed to be doing. However, it did not work in this instance. The bear immediately charged up the hill after me and then stood in my face. He was so close, I could have touched him with my finger in my face.
Oh.
I saw all of his claws, his teeth, his face, the eyes, everything. He grumbled and then swatted me down on my chest.
So did you then like call for help? Or did you have a phone or what happened from that point?
I did have a phone.
Oh, God, thank God.
I laid there in terror for like 10 minutes before I was even comfortable enough to slide my arm down to my pocket because I was afraid to move.
Yeah.
So I did do that, and I did call 911. And the 911 dispatch person stayed on the line with me, and I had aid within 5 minutes.
Oh, thank goodness, Renee. I'm so glad that you got through that.
Just quickly, Renee, because we've only got 30 seconds left or so here. Dog people would want to know the answer. What happened to the dogs? Were they okay?
The dogs did not receive any injuries. They just tried to help me.
Oh, they're good German dogs. Shepherds.
Well, Renee, we put it out there, like, let's try and find someone who was attacked by a bear, and we never thought we would come across someone who has lived to see the tale or to tell the tale. You certainly have. Renee, thank you for your time, and thanks for joining us on WTF Wednesday, mate.
You're welcome. I'd just like to add that people need to be aware when they're in the woods and carry bear spray.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Renee.
You're very welcome.
Not really relevant in Queensland, but Renee, we appreciate it. Thank you.